Oh god, I don't want to get up now.
Welcome to mailroom number. No, this isn't mailroom. Damn it, this is fruitcake number 3. I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm Robo-Evan.
He's Robo-Evan's back. Alright.
I heard you start it from across the room.
Yeah. Alright, so iBrain doesn't work good. Well,
iBrain don't walk.
Yeah, this should hopefully be solved over the next couple of days, but I'm not at peak mental performance.
I don't know what he did. He won't tell me either.
I did tell you what I did. I thought I told you what I did.
No.
I don't remember.
No, you didn't.
A lack of sleep and working on finals makes Duke really weird.
Finals, but it's... I don't know how college works. Because this is like... I don't even know. What kind of... Do you go to colleges that have finals in the middle of a semester?
Or
a college final is just weird? Our college semester is just weird.
Our semesters are shorter, yes.
Oh, fucking Dylan. So what are you on, like, the third semester? The 14th semester?
I don't think well,
dawn,
so don't ask me these questions that require facts as answers. But
dude,
you know what
is Human Highway
facts?
A good movie?
Yes.
That's a fact.
Human Highway. I found it on YouTube. It's pretty great. I showed Robo-Evan. Laugh, cried,
it's so
tears.
It's so bad. It's gonna be huge.
Yes.
That's the tagline for the movie.
Yes. It was great. We had Neil Young. We had Devo.
Boogie
we
Boy.
We had the Duke.
The
we
Duke.
We had the
yeah.
Sheik. We
oh,
had
yeah.
a trippy
yeah.
sequence.
Oh, very trippy sequence.
We had what might have inspired Fallout, but probably didn't at all, but it
yeah.
could have. If anyone follows me on Twitter, there's this brief period of time where I'm just saying weird things on Twitter. That's because those are all quotes from Human Highway.
Yep.
Now's
no.
the hour of sleep.
The Earth's about... Oh, what is it, Duke? The Earth's
oh,
about
now's
to take...
Now's the hour of sleep.
Oh, no.
If you got any last-minute shopping, now's the time to do it. The Earth's got the shits, and nobody's getting out of this one alive.
No, the Earth's got the shits, and it's about to blow.
Yes.
No one's getting out of this one alive.
Yes.
And
that's great.
And then, and at that point, they break into a musical number and start digging a fallout shelter.
Yes.
It's not a musical, either.
No,
they
it's
just
at the beginning, and at the end, it's the same song, though. It's pretty neat.
And it's sung by Devo. Actually,
yes.
You said there was only three music things. Oh, there's only two? There's three in the movie.
Yeah.
If you count the trippy sequence.
Yes.
When Devo is playing.
Out of the Blue, Into the Black by Neil Young. That's what that song was.
With Devo and Boogie Boy.
Yeah, they were all there too. It was great. It was just like 10 minutes.
It was, yeah.
10 minutes
there was
one song.
There was one trippy sequence that led to another 10-minute trippy sequence that was just a Devo song with Neil Young. Or is it a Neil Young song with Devo?
It's Neil Young's song with Devo.
Oh, God. I feel like
yeah,
Devo should go first.
Yeah, it's great, because there's like a bunch
considering...
of hippie stuff. There's oil-rich Indians in space.
In space?
There's Frankie Fontaine.
That's what his name was.
Yeah.
Keep forgetting.
In space. Oh, you're talking about his real name.
No, Frankie Fontaine. I just keep forgetting his name.
All right.
The only reason I kind of remember is because of Fontaine Industries from Bioshock.
Oh, all right. I don't even remember that. I played Bioshock. It was good. I'm not going to say it was bad.
I didn't
played
enjoy it.
And I was like, I'm having a good time.
I felt like... I like the idea of Bioshock. I didn't like how much it executed, I guess. I don't know.
I liked the beginning.
Yes,
when
the
you're running around scavenging. It's like Fallout. It's like the beginning is like, oh god, I'm going to die. And then at the end you're like, oh, excuse me while
it
I bring out our solar artillery cannon.
It would have been better if it was an open world adventure that stayed a little bit more survival and less, holy shit, here you want a fucking rocket launcher.
Yeah. I liked it. I liked its upgrade system. I liked being able to throw bees at people.
That was also fun. Yes.
But towards the end, I was less terrified of the enemies because I could shoot them.
Yes. And as we've covered, bullets hurt.
Yeah. So, at the end, I was like, oh no, there's a bunch of guys. I'm just going to shoot them with my super elite upgraded starter weapon that I have a million bullets for.
Speaking of bullets that hurt, we played World War One source. Source.
Yes, Source.
Source.
World War One Source, Half-Life 2 mod.
We covered it before. Someone,
Ooh.
I think Tupac told us that. I
Oh.
forgot. We did a week on it, like when we were still doing weeks. It was a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. I
I think
think you
Evil
like
Canadian was
downloaded
on the
it and it
show.
didn't work.
Yeah, it didn't really work well for me, and I had bad frames on it. I think I played it once, put on a gas mask, went, "Wow, this is cool," and then just uninstalled it.
Yeah. But now we actually played it, and it was fun because we were playing with a realism server. Robo-Evan,
Oh,
what's a
so much.
realism?
A realism server is basically, I like to think of it as an elementary school kickball game, where basically one person will organize it, and basically he'll say, "Okay, here's the real." He basically explains the rules. Everyone lines up against a wall, and then he says, "All right, who wants to be leaders? Basically, who wants to be team captain?" People come forward. They have to have a microphone, and they have to have previous experience on the map. And so they come up, he picks who he wants. Usually it's, playing favorites. I mean, it's not even playing favorites, but it's like, if someone
It's
comes up that you know, and
yeah,
someone
it's
comes up that you
whoever.
have no idea who it is, you're gonna go with the guy you know just because who the fuck knows who this guy is? He might
Yeah.
put a full-on raid where everyone runs with their pants down.
Yeah,
I don't
one
know.
time our team captain, the way it's set up is attack and defend, and when you're attacking, you're not allowed to move out of your spawn until the defenders are all set up. And one of our leaders, on the Central Powers, this is World War One, said, "All right, everyone charge," and people were like, "But they didn't." But they're not ready yet. He says, "I don't care if you don't charge right now, I'm gonna shoot you." And then we're like, "Oh God."
He pulled out his Luger and put it in someone's head. I said,
Yeah.
"Fucking charge."
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
That's great. That's great. But basically, and then these two guys pick their teams. And basically, Duke, I want you. Robo, I want you. Tupac, I want you. Et cetera, et cetera.
Actually, what happened was in order of the PBJ cast crew got picked, I was picked. Uber Medic was almost picked, and then Simon said, "Oh wait, never mind. I don't want him."
Basically, Uber Medic,
And then
dude,
Robo-Evan was picked.
we were standing there, and they looked at Uber Medic, and then he started like flopping on the ground like a fish and spazzing out. And they're like, "Never mind, I don't want him." And then they picked me.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
Oh God, what else? Stories, stories, stories. Oh yeah, so basically, oh yeah, you know what else is great? It's now we're on a server. Me and Duke are on one team. We're on the Allies. It's a snowy map, it's pretty big, and
Oh, yes.
the team we broke into two groups. Each one had a commander. Duke was on one group, I was in the other. And they said, "Okay, Robovan." Well, no, they said, "Okay, we need someone with a microphone." So I said, "Hey, hi." And then basically they're like, "All right, you're gonna scout ahead. If you die, we know there's people there. If not, we can move ahead." So I said, all right, I guess. Oh, okay. And then along the way, they're like, "From what your name tells me, you're a robot, so you shouldn't feel any of the pain or feel ne any of the negative emotions towards you right now." Oh, it was great. And then
Yeah,
I
you're
didn't
a robot
die.
though, so
I
you
didn't
don't
die.
count as a person.
I don't count as a person. I'm just a
Yeah.
scout drone.
Turns out. Yeah, turns out the area they wanted to scout ahead wasn't where they were.
Yeah, I just
So it worked
ran.
out.
And the great part is, I'm like, "It's clear." And they're like, "Did you check everywhere? Check through that door." They're like, "We're not going over there until you die."
Yeah. But it was fine though, because they weren't there.
Oh, it was great. And I shouted, I screamed for King and Country as I ran across a frozen lake. Lake? Lake.
Lake.
God, maybe my brain
River?
isn't
I think
working.
it was a
It
river.
was a stream. How about that? It was
Yeah,
even
it wasn't
smaller
a.
than a river.
Yeah, it was a stream. Elbow or cramp? Alright.
Nook.
Yeah. I don't. My brain's broke.
I'm in the nook. I'm in the nook. Oh God, it's
Alrighty.
going back.
So, World War One source, we also hid behind a dead horse that was
Oh,
referred to as
Betsy.
Betsy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, the guy who organized, like the server admin who organized the realism, was like, "Oh yeah, by the way, the horse's name is Betsy," and so that's
It's
just what
great.
it's
And
referred to.
someone said, "Hey, you guys, go. You go set your machine gun behind the horse." And everyone in chat screamed, "Her name is Betsy."
Yeah, but World War One source, it's good. You have to bolt your rifle.
Thank you.
The pistol is the game changer. Because switching from a one-shot rifle after bolt to someone running up with like a revolver and emptying six shots into you is pretty devastating.
Also, you know what else is great? How broken the game. The thing is, though, the game isn't broken. It's just not completely working.
Yeah, it's
And
beta.
there's someone on the server who has been playing for years. His name is Rook. He has learned how to dolphin dive like a motherfucker. I've seen him flop across a field, take out an entire trench, then flop into our lines and kill most of us. Because he can still shoot you while flopping, and you can't hit him for shit.
Yeah, except for grenades.
No, I don't even know about that. I don't know even know about grenades. He just flops away. He's the fish murderer.
Yeah. And also, there's a time delay to keep you from calling out multiple artillery strikes, but it doesn't work if you just switch weapons.
Yeah. That's banned, though, in most realisms. Oh,
Yeah.
you know what else is great, Duke? You weren't online, but I played a city defense. Where it's
Was there a
like,
tower, like a church, and you could go up the main spire? Yeah, I know that map. It's great because if you set up a machine gun in the right place up there, you can just mow down everyone.
Oh, you know what's great? We're playing on this map that's basically it's a giant field. It has a lot of elaborate, like, trenches and stuff. It's really good. And on the Allied side, there's two pillbox, or the Axis side, or the Central Powers, excuse me. There's two pillboxes. Basically, our commander said, "Everyone get in the pillboxes." So we all went in the pillboxes and we all just got down. We were just laying down in the pillboxes.
Oh, is this? Oh, right. I think I know what you're talking
And
about.
then the Allied were attacking. They ran up and they started searching our base. And then the commander shouted, "Now." We all ran out of the pillboxes like a Trojan horse and just started shooting. We all died.
Yeah.
It
You
ended
guys should have set up machine
horridly.
guns. That'd been pretty good. Yeah, I accidentally, but it's one of those things where, like, our front line was where they were coming out of. So it's hard to tell who was who, and I accidentally killed an ally in that confusion.
Oh, you did.
Yeah. I shot a guy, and then it's this dude killed
It's
this
like
guy. I was like, oh,
guerrilla
shit.
warfare. Like, where, like, tribals running at you from the forest, and you don't know who's gonna start shooting.
Yeah, except for it's not tribals running at you from the forest, it's you're in the forest, and they drop down from the trees. Like, you're like, oh, geez, they're all around us. Like, typically when I play games, I figure out who's an enemy and who's an ally simply by where they're going and where they're facing. Like, that's the first thing I think about.
Yeah, and then when it gets into this big confusion where everyone's looking all in like it's almost like being in a warehouse, like a big open warehouse, and someone's shutting the doors and people rappelling in from the roof.
Yeah,
Everyone's facing a different direction, so no one knows what's going on.
it was pretty intense. Our team still won, but at what cost, Ro? What weapon?
Barely. They barely won.
Yeah, you guys should have just called like a gas strike right on your own spot. Have everyone with gas masks already on. Just
See,
wait until we got close and then
that
gas
would have
to
been
everyone.
smart. That would have been the smart thing to do.
Because, you know, the game's set up, so while you put on your gas mask, you can't do anything else, and you lose sight of your ammo counter and a whole bunch of stuff. Like, it literally just sort of blocks the HUD. It's incredibly confusing, and it'd be a great attack.
There needs to be, and I feel like this can't be put into the game only because it's restrictive and it can be used weirdly and it'll get broken, but I don't like that you can call gas strikes anywhere, only because that means literally anywhere. Like, in our spawn.
Spawns?
Yeah.
Spawns. Yeah.
And I don't
Yeah,
appreciate.
that's usually a cannibal offense anyways. You shouldn't do that. If there's an
Yeah.
admin online and you do that, you're like, they're either
You're
gonna tell you to
gone.
stop or you're just gonna get banned. The
Yeah.
worst part is the way maps are set up, you can actually glitch it a little bit, where if you call artillery on your spawn, aka one side of the map, it will show up also on the other side of the map. So you can
Oh.
glitch artillery sort of that way and have it be on both sides.
Okay,
At least on
that's
some
odd.
maps, yeah. That depends on the way the map's set up, because it has to deal with it reaching the end of a map and then starting at the other side. But yeah, that can happen.
Duke.
Yeah. Tropico?
You know it was free this week?
Tropico is free.
Tropico isn't free.
No, it's not. That was a lie.
Why are you lying to me?
Alright, well, it's free Robo Evan. I sure hope it's not Metro because I really want that game.
It's
Metro.
Metro 2033.
Oh no, that's what I didn't want. I mean, I did. I don't know. Alright, whatever. Robo Evan, tell us more.
Because basically, I guess in order for like advertising for Metro 2033 Last Light, I guess that's the second one coming out.
Yeah. Or is
They
out? I don't
on
know.
or it's coming out. I'm not sure if this will even be relevant. I don't even know if it's still relevant today. I should have looked into it. But basically, yesterday I did it late last night because I think it actually stopped today. But
Oh, by the way, it's December 17th, 2012. Anyways, keep going.
okay. Metro 2033 was they were giving out free codes on Facebook. And you would get the free code, you'd go to Steam, go to add a game, you know, a non-Steam game, and it would give you the game. And I played it a little bit. I wasn't too impressed. I
They
feel
do some
like
cool shadow stuff. If you run that game on high settings, they do some cool shadow stuff.
I seen some cool shadow stuff. I turned down my setting. I'm running on normal, but still I seen some of the cool shadow stuff. Like you can see like basically on the first mission, you can see the enemies coming before they're there. You can see like the big shadow on the wall of them running around.
Yeah.
I
This.
don't. I thought it was gonna be more in the like stalker kind of area, more like more realistic. It's very much like a Call of Duty game where there's just lots of cool explosions and
Yeah, but
stuff
you
like
don't have a
that.
lot of ammo. Or good ammo, at least.
Like I said, I've only played 25 minutes,
Oh.
and some of that was digging around with graphic settings and things like
Bullets are
that.
the currency. So if you want to buy things, you can't shoot a lot. And if you want to shoot a lot, you can't buy things. It's intense.
But I mean, the most fun I had in that game was walking around like the home area and just listening to all the people's conversations and looking at all the different things going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I pay attention to the stupid ambient things, and I enjoy when they're actually good.
Yeah, and that's some cool stuff, but this is kind of a spoiler. Later on, there's an enemy that is a shadow. Rogue-11,
What?
name that Doctor
The
Who character.
Vaxxinorata?
Yeah. They're not that. What they are, basically, they're ghosts of people who also died, but they're shadows. And if you touch
So,
them,
oh
they'll
God, are
like
they
pull
gonna
you over to the other side or whatever. It's pretty cool.
are they gonna are they gonna come to life like the Battle of Canary Wharf?
No, but it's great. There's also it reminded me of this one scene from Stalker called Piprit. Piprat. I don't know
Piprit.
how to pronounce.
Piprit.
Yeah.
It sounds like a small child's toy. Piprit.
Or a bird. It could also be a bird.
It could be a bird, yeah.
But there's this one scene where like there's enemies that are kind of like they're not zombies, but they're like people, but now they're enemies. Like it's not zombies, they're not dead, but they're like terribly mutated or whatever.
Okay.
All right, and so you know when you run into them, they'll be
They're
like, "Ah, I'm gonna
ghouls.
kill you," or whatever. So, that's standard video game stuff. There's this one.
When you run into a room, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, when you run into a room with them, they'll attack you.
That's how whenever I run into a room, I say, oh, I'm gonna kill you. I'm playing like an RP server. I run in, I'm gonna kill you. I'm doing diplomacy in Civ 5. I run into like the UN. Ah, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, and that's like what these guys do, you know, standard enemies. There's this one mission, and it's an assassination mission where you're taking out some bandits, and there's this one guy who guides you there, but like he's old and can't hold a rifle straight anymore, which is why he hired you. And it's like one of the most intense moments because you're just walking through this field, and he's like, and he basically says, you know, like I knew most of these people before they were Transformers, and you know, they don't attack me. And it's one of those moments where I'm like, if I do anything wrong, I'm going to die because I'm surrounded by enemies.
Oh, basically you're just walking through like an area and there's
It's
like
literally like a cornfield. Like it's like you'll see, like you only see them when they're a couple of feet in front of you, and every so once I'll be like, wait, stop, and then one of them will just like walk past you, and then you guys keep going.
it's
But
like that
it's.
mission in Call of Duty almost when you're in Chernobyl
Yeah,
and you're hiding under all the tanks.
with Reznov.
No, it's not with Reznov, it's with he's not even a character who's in any of the other games. He plays Captain Price, like back in time.
Oh, I was thinking about that World at War level where you're like sneaking around trying to assassinate.
No,
What's his
no, no.
face?
In MW4, in Modern Warfare, just a regular one.
Yes, just oh God, it's so
In
hard to tell
Chernobyl.
anymore. You're in Chernobyl. Yes, that sniping mission.
Yeah,
Also,
yeah.
yes. There are many a parallel to be made. But
Oh
it's.
yeah. And I know the mission you're talking about with
Yeah.
Reznov when you're in the fountain in the beginning.
Yeah.
That was
And it's.
pretty good. I like that
Yeah.
mission.
On an. Alright, we're gonna have to transform this into Call of Duty, whatever they're calling the newest one, chat, because I have some grips and gripes with that. But yeah,
Black
anyways.
Ops 2.
Yeah.
Wopsta.
Yeah.
You're a lobster. Rock lobster. Oh god. I'm like, look at the word association with me.
Yeah. And I'm mentally out of it. You're normal. What's your excuse? But yeah,
The
it's.
doctor, that's my excuse.
And I feel like there's something to be said in video games where, like, I feel the same way about the end of Portal 2, where you have an enemy, you have something where you're like, all right, first time I see that, I'm gonna shoot it, it's gonna die, and I'm gonna take whatever it has on it. Like, you have this mentality towards something, and then suddenly, you're not fighting them for whatever reason. I feel like that has a much more powerful effect than if that were to be depicted in a movie or something.
And
Know what
what are
I'm
you
saying?
talking about? No, I don't. I understand what you're saying. Are you referencing Call of Duty at this point in time?
No, I'm not. That's gonna be
Oh, okay,
later.
all right.
Call of Duty doesn't do anything wacky for me yet. It's not like, wow, that made me feel something I've never felt before. By the way, I might have cried a little bit at the end of Portal 2. That might have been something that happened.
I would not blame you. I didn't have as much as a The thing is, though. I cry when I watch the End of Time Doctor Who special. Well, the first time I watched it after realizing new Doctor Who is shit and watching David Tennant regenerate, knowing that if Wilford didn't step into that radiation chamber, David Tennant would still be here. Assumingly. But continue.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. I like that. I like it when you're like, by the way, this is your enemy for like the whole 10 hours or whatever you've been playing this game, and now they're not. And it's weird. It's a
I
weird
like it.
feeling.
When there's a good reason for
Yeah.
that.
Well, obviously there has to be a good reason, otherwise I'm like, all right, this is obviously a game. But like I said, like and this is all relating back to Metro something 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 something, which like those shadows, like they're guys, and if you walk into the shadows where those guys are, like they're shadow people, it's weird if you.
They really are the Vashinarada, aren't they?
Yeah,
Well,
but it's really well
also,
done because they cast a shadow, and if you look around with a flashlight, it's just well done. But yeah.
I would just like to mention, for all those who aren't huge Doctor Who nerds, or if you are a huge Doctor Who nerd and you just don't remember, Vashinarada are these, basically these, they're essentially shadows. They're invisible shadows that, they're known as 100 million piranhas in the air. Basically, they are just these invisible shadow things that, if you step into the shadow, they will latch onto you, like a virus, essentially. And the only way that you can tell is you'll basically have two shadows. That's their kind of like hidden mechanism. They basically form another shadow because not many people will notice that. And then they eat you. They eat all of you. Just
Not your bones,
not your
Robweapon.
bo they eat everything except your bones.
Yes. Hey, who turned out the lights? All right, anyways.
Who turned out the lights?
Video games, basically what I was saying is they had a the, there was a similar scene between Metro and Call of Piprit, where there's that one scene where there's a bunch of enemies that, basically tear you up, but there's this one guy that somehow knew them before they became the monsters they became, and lets you go through that area.
Duke,
It's
remember me as the man I
pretty
was,
cool.
not the man I became.
Yes, except for if I became a ghost person, I would want to be remembered. Ooga booga booga.
Duke of New York, friend, podcaster, ghost person.
Yes.
That's
You'd
what
have
it
a.
would say on your tombstone.
Yeah. Friend, podcaster, enemy, asshole. Ghost person, like
Vashinarada.
yeah. Anyways, that's enough. The Stalker games are all great. The engine they're built on is so weird and
It's
finicky.
shitty.
Yeah, like I have on my good computer, not as good as Robo Evans or as good as Big Man's, who has a great computer, by the way. His computer's amazing. Even on any of our computers, I haven't tried it on Robo Evans or Big Man's, but I'm assuming on every computer I've tried it on. You hit escape, it takes like 30 seconds to a minute for the menu to open up. The game freezes, and then you wait for the menu to pop up.
Is it because it's auto-saving or something?
No, just to open up the menu.
Oh.
Straight up opening a menu in that game. The game runs fine. However, when you try to do anything that's not directly in the game, it starts to go really slow. Saving slow. Going between areas slow. Now, that being said, areas are huge, and you don't have to worry about that a lot. But it's like the game runs fine, it looks fine. But like everything in between is like really slow and really weird. That's the best way I think I can explain it.
Okay. You know what's another game? The engine's really good, but the game is kind of shitty by itself.
Well, that's the opposite of what I was saying. But yes, tell me
Yeah, no,
Call
that's what
of
I'm saying.
Duty.
I meant to say the opposite. That's what
Yeah.
I meant. Arma 2.
Oh.
The Arma 2 engine is a great engine. It really is. The Arma X engine. So many good things have been done with it. But the game itself, I
Wait a minute,
feel
Rogue One.
like
Wait a
it's.
minute. Wait a minute. Are we switching positions?
No. I'm not, no, hold on. I don't think you understand. It's.
I think Arma 2 is a great game. All right, Rogue One, continue.
I understand that Arma is. It's not the best game. I really do enjoy Arma the concept. And I enjoy what people have done with it and how they've improved it. Like, if you're not playing Arma with Ace, Advanced Combat Environment, you're not playing the game because there's so much. I feel like they wanted to make a game, but it's also kind of like Unreal Tournament. They know they wanted to basically just to show off the engine. I feel like that's what they were doing and trying to make a game in the process.
I don't think they sold the Arma 2. I don't think anyone else uses that engine, though.
But the thing is, though,
I know what you're
okay.
saying, but I don't think that was like an engine that's widely
Well,
used.
I mean whether or not they're trying to get people on. Point is, it's a very good engine, and people have done things with it. I mean, also the thing is, though, also Arma 3 is going to be great because I started to play Iron Front Liberation 1944, only because it went on sale recently. So I was certain that more people would get into it. Not as many people as I would have hoped, but you know, whatever. And
So it's like D-Day and there's like three guys on each team. We'll
Well, I'm not
storm the
even.
beaches, but we got like three guys.
I haven't even bought the DLC
Oh.
because I'll just go play Invasion
Yeah,
1944.
true. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
Anyways, yeah.
but and basically, I mean the new Arma engine, the Arma X Engine 2, or whatever it's called. I'm not even sure if it's called. I think it's like the Arma X Engine or something like that. Basically, it's great. It's really good. It's really well done. They haven't had Iron Front, they don't have the ragdolls and stuff. They're gonna be in Arma 3, but. You know how, like, Arma is very clunky as it is right now? Like, everything is just stable. Like if a building collapses, the entire building collapses.
Yeah, because
If
building
a.
collapses aren't dynamic, it just switches like models, basically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's two different. There's the building cracked, and then the building not there.
Yeah.
And,
And sometimes it's great when, remember when like the mosque, like the huge mosque got blown up and like
Oh,
everyone who even
shit.
looked in that area just sort of crashed?
I was on my new computer, my brand new computer, playing on like, I might have been playing on high to be honest. But basically, I looked at that, my frames dropped to like 2. There was just so much debris and smoke, like particles
Yeah,
being thrown
like
through the air.
every building had like, no, not even every building, every segment of that build had like its own personal like 10 smoke clouds. And this
Yeah.
was like a half a football field, I'm gonna say, size
It was
building.
huge. It's like a big central mosque in like the middle of a town.
Yeah, and it had four like towers on each side that were great
It had a big wall
sniping
around
positions. It
it
was just
too.
blown up. It was intense.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a great position. And it was looked great, and then you couldn't look over there because there was so much smoke and everything. It was great.
But yeah, I mean, also, like, the reason Arma 3 is gonna be much better on like the also like if a vehicle gets blown up. The entire vehicle gets blown up. Basically, the only thing that changes are the wheels and the engine. But there's no, like, basically, like, I was driving in one of the little, German, like, Jeeps, like, the German equivalent of a Jeep, and I hit a wall, and the vehicle didn't take damage, like, it took damage, not, like, the whole hull. Like, a part of the vehicle actually fell off, like, some, like, plating on the side hit and fell off, kind of like a Grand Theft Auto game or a Saints Row or something like that.
Neat.
So, I mean, it's getting better. That was my little
Yeah.
rant.
Getting our way there. Arma 3 gonna be better.
Getting our way there. Arma 3 is gonna be so fucking cool. Ragdolls.
I'm gonna wait until I say anything.
I mean, also, my
Because.
only question is, you know, basically, you can go unconscious in Arma 2 and you have to get healed. How is that gonna work with ragdolls? Like,
I'm assuming it's gonna work the same way it does in Empires, where you just have to go to the ragdoll.
yeah. But I mean, oh god, this is gonna be weird. You get shot and like you're like, I don't know.
You fall down, like you're like standing on the edge of a building, and you get shot from behind, and
Oh
you like
god.
fall down. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Action movies with Arma 2.
Diving! They're gonna have diving.
There's actually gonna be a swimming mechanic that's not
Yeah.
just like now
No,
you're in
no.
water.
It's not even just a swim. It's not even a swimming mechanic. There's an entire Navy SEAL kind of part of the game now. Or basically, you get there's submarine in the game one. So.
I'm very happy. I want to. I just want to
So,
be in
dude, I mean, me and
submarines.
you, we can be in a submarine. Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, I hope we could get out and walk around the submarine. I don't know how that's gonna work, but I
I
hope
don't
that
know
works.
either. I hope it does too. Also, the thing is, though, you know those little weird Navy SEAL pods? That's
Yeah.
like a, it looks almost like a bomb with like a turbine
Yeah.
in the back that you can get into.
Yeah.
They have those. You can put on like
Oh.
flippers and a wetsuit and swim around like a scuba
I hope.
tank.
I'm gonna be honest, even though Arma's like, look at us, we're realistic, I hope they do wacky ragdoll stuff. So, like, when you're on that, your entire body is ragdoll, so if you just go in circles, you just flop about, that'd be great. They're probably not gonna do that, be like, this is realistic, look at this pose. And I'm like, I don't want that, I wanna see wacky wag ragdolls.
You want them to be wacky with everything. They had a
Yeah.
harpoon gun that you can use while diving. There's like underwater harpoon wars. There's
Yes.
sharks in the water that you have to battle
Yes.
with freaking laser beams on their head.
Unlike when you jump out of a parachute, you don't have like you're not like in a static position, you're just like a rag doll hanging on, so you're just like flopping about in the wind. That'd be great.
I feel like they might do that. They might
Like if
ragdoll
you're in a
your
car and
legs
you get in a
slightly.
crash, you'll rag doll out the window. Like
Oh.
there's a separate option to buckle your seat. You have to select, you get in, buckle your seat, and start. And if you don't do that,
Also,
you can go flying out.
you know how in Skyrim, like the Grogger can like fuss or die you, and you turn
Yeah.
him like it ragdolls, and you have to get back up. I
Yeah.
wonder if you get hit by an explosion in Arma 2 or Arma 3, and it ragdolls. I wonder how that's gonna work. Because I mean, now if
It's.
you get hit by an explosion and you don't die, you're just standing up, flying through the air.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know how
Yeah,
that's
it's
gonna
really
work.
weird. You hit someone with your car. You could be going like
Yeah.
100 miles an hour. They're like still in
Oh.
front of you, and then they do like the I was hit animation, and it looks really weird. It's like someone standing up and then going, oh, I was hit. And then once you stop, the ragdoll is flying because momentum was weird in that game.
Yeah, like, do you remember when we were on Fallujah and you hit that guy? He went flying. Basically, Duke hit this guy. He went flying through the air. He was
Like.
still just standing in a normal position, like he was gonna shoot
Yeah.
someone, just flying through the air.
Yeah. Arma 2 is a little wacky with that stuff, but
A
that's
little
fine. I
wacky.
like my wacky.
I like my wacky, yes.
Now comes the time. Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Oh god, yeah, we went on a bit of a tangent. Go
All
ahead.
right. I'm not going to talk about the game. I'm going to talk about the plot.
Okay.
All right. First of all, was there multiple endings in this one? I forget. Was that a thing they're doing
The
yet?
thing is, though, there wasn't multiple. I mean, the core game stayed the same. The core of it. There are a few characters that can either change. Oh, also, let's say it right now. Spoiler alert, if you're planning on playing Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Spoiler alert. There's a few characters that would have been alive or dead. And also, like, the closing credits, the closing scene, is different depending on what you do in the end.
Yeah. What's his face? Kills the old guy. I'm forget Wait.
Woods kills Mason. Dude,
Yeah.
that's intense. That was one of those moments in a game. Don't you think? Like, I didn't see that coming
It's
either.
one of
Did
those within
you?
a game. The sniper rifle moment? Are we talking about the same moment?
The one where I already said spoiler alert, so just say what you did. The one where Woods
Yeah.
shoots Mason in fucking Cuba or whatever they were.
Yeah, with like a sniper rifle, like.
Yeah, he thinks it's Menendez,
All right.
and then you know the fat
Yeah, I was
Chinese
making
guy
sure we're on the right.
starts laughing.
They were like, "Shoot him!" And I was like, "This isn't the guy you want me to shoot." Like the instant I got into that scene, I was like, "Yeah."
I didn't see it coming. Maybe I'm just,
I
I don't
didn't see
know.
who it was, but I was like, "This isn't the guy I'm supposed to be shooting,"
Only because he's alive
because
in the future.
I wasn't thinking that way. I was thinking, your character straight up says, but I don't have a visual on him. I'm like, all right, that's a cue that I need to see this guy's face before I shoot him. And then everyone's like, shoot him now. I'm like, well, I don't see his face. Why don't you take off his face? You obviously brought this guy out in the middle of here. You have a gun pointed towards his head. Why can't you just take off the mask so I can see if it's the right guy?
Yeah.
I was upset because I was like, I'm not going to shoot him because this is obviously a trap.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming. I don't know why I didn't see it coming either. Everyone else saw at least something coming, like you said. I didn't see any of it. I was just shocked.
Yeah. I
It's
saw
weird
the
also
end.
because the beginning cutscene, like before you even start the game, I guess when you start, like when you launch Black Ops 2, there's a cutscene that basically is David Mason, Alec Mason's son, just basically saying, you know, my dad was killed, etc., etc. And he's wearing, and you see the clothes he's wearing. And it's the same clothes that the guy with the hood on is wearing. I don't know. It's weird. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah, and I don't know. I'm also I was playing it on a console, which is the first time of really I don't own one. I was playing on someone else's, and it
I
felt
was playing
weird.
it on
But
computer.
that's why I'm not talking about gameplay because I can't handle console controls. They're weird to me.
It's so weird that I've played for so long that I can just get back in the groove, and it's so weird how I can. I
I
know.
got into the groove really easily. I picked up on the first 5 seconds. I just need to switch to iron sights when I'm looking in someone's general direction and pull the trigger. And it's aimed at them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that. I love
Auto
because
locking
they
on.
know no one
Yeah.
can fucking shoot on the Xbox.
Yeah.
Most Xbox games, when you hit the left trigger, which is usually iron sights, it will just snap onto them.
Yeah. And I think that needs to be. They need to change that. I don't like snapping onto people. I don't mind if you look at someone, the game moves your crosshair. But I mind when the game moves my camera. Know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm
Oh, yeah,
shooting
I see.
close to someone, the game could be like, all right, you meant to shoot at this guy. I'll just, shoot over
Curve
here.
the bullets.
Yeah, basically. Just, you know what I'm saying?
I know
Like,
what you're saying, yes. I don't know if I
Half-Life
completely
does that.
agree with it.
Half-Life has an auto-aim option in it. And it moves
That's
the
right,
crosshair,
yeah.
but it doesn't move your camera. And I was like, all right, that's cool. But I do mind when they move my camera.
Maybe you should just put Dead Zone on, like me and Arma.
Yeah, I do like Dead Zone, too.
God, are you using
Dead
Dead
Zone
Zone and
2.
Arma? Dead Zone 2? Is that even a game?
It wouldn't surprise me. But yeah, that's my first problem. Second problem, it felt a little long to me. Call of Duty games are like, all right, I just want to see everything. Like that one scene when you go like Hulk smash should have lasted like
Oh,
five
when you're
minutes.
Menendez?
Yeah.
Yeah, that went on way too long,
Because
yeah.
after a point, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm kind of not dying. I can just sort of do whatever I want. Like I was running
They
around and
could have
people were
cut
shooting me.
out that whole courtyard in the whole going through. Do you go through the Coke Lab downstairs, or is that when you're playing as the other guys?
I don't remember, but yeah, keep
Basically,
going.
going through the warehouse. I guess they had to keep that in because that's when you first see them. As when you're playing as the Americans, when you're playing as
Yeah.
main characters.
You have to keep some stuff, but I mean, like, it was
There
just
were a
way too
few
long.
parts they just could have cut out, yeah.
It was like, this is cool, this is cool. All right, this is getting predictable. I know exactly what's going to happen.
Yeah,
She's going to be like, oh, help me in 3 seconds. Help me. I'm like,
running
all right.
around in a circle with a machete slashing people is fun until you do it for over 5 minutes.
Until you get all of your enjoyment out of it and you're like, this is now predictable.
Yes.
It's before it's like, whoa, I don't know what's going on. I'm slashing people. This is neat. And then it's like, all right,
I
I'm
like
going to
how
walk to the right. There's 8 guys are going to pop out, and then I'm going to slash them.
the first guy you kill, you just his head just goes flying.
Yeah. Yeah, that's. Yeah. Second, that's another problem. Another problem is, I don't know. I feel like they did better conveying the. Either I'm better at figuring out what Call of Duty plot is, or they did a better job at conveying the plot.
The thing
Because
is, though,
before, it's usually like you're jumping between 30 different people, and I'm like, I'm confused.
I enjoy Treyarch games over the other ones, the Activision games, or whatever they are, Infinity Ward, whatnot, Sledgehammer, only because they really are better writers. No matter what, I did enjoy the MW3 campaign. I thought it was fun. I liked the end sequence, where, where basically you have, like, a boss fight with, what's his face? Not Reznov, the one who sounds like. I don't know. It was just a fun. I mean, after you beat the game, spoiler alert for MW3 as well. Basically, after you beat the game, and you beat the game, you play as Captain Price in a freaking juggernaut suit, where you're going to shoot up a casino, and then you go onto the roof, and you get into like a quick time event boss fight thing, right, where you're killing the main bad guy, and you like, and basically like it gets to a point where you're like on like a glass roof. And there's a rope, and he's trying to strangle you with it, and you tie it around his neck and break the like the roof below you, and he just starts hanging there. I don't know.
Yeah,
I feel like
that's
that's
pretty good.
always fun.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
I also enjoyed that, yeah. But I feel like Treyarch games, the Treyarch Call of Duties from Call of Duty 5, Black Ops, and Black Ops 2, I've always enjoyed the plots more. I love the Black Ops 2, the Black Ops plot. Black Ops 2, I'm not really a fan of future games. So that when like I'm a huge fan of like history and altering it. That's why I like Doctor Who so much usually. And
On another note, on that note, you really need to play Darkest of Days, because that's what that whole game is, but
I
we'll talk
feel
about that
like
another
that's a
time.
lot of futuristic teleporting, though. But then again, I do, like, I don't know.
It is in the future, but like, 90% of the
I
game's in
might.
the
If it goes
past.
on sale,
Yeah.
I'll go and grab it.
Christmas sale! Dorks Todays! Anyways, yeah, keep going.
But, and yeah, I mean, I love the Black Ops plot. I loved, you know, you meeting the president, you being the one who assassinated him. I like how the end was cryptic as well. I don't know. I enjoyed Black Ops.
Yeah.
Call of Duty: World at War. They managed to convey a story-driven plot, sort of, like it wasn't really a story-driven plot because it was World War II, but they
Yeah.
definitely got you to like the characters. Like when someone
On
died,
another note,
you
Con
weren't just.
broke the multiplayer a little bit, but that's another story.
When did they break the multiplayer?
The
At least
machine
on.
gun stuff.
Oh.
They straight up broke it, and then they fixed it by making sure no one could use it like that.
When? I don't know what you're talking about.
World at War multiplayer, the machine gun, there's nowhere to deploy because there was a bug when you could deploy a
Oh,
weapon,
yeah,
you could,
you could,
like.
like, turn, like, left and it would just bork out and you'd have unlimited
Yeah.
ammo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
All right, so we're gonna fix this feature by removing it. All right, job's
Yeah.
done.
That,
Next.
I feel like they followed the Blizzard model of doing things. You don't like it? Well, fuck it. We're not gonna fix it. We'll take it out.
Yeah. And
Fuck
so
you.
now you have undeployable. Yeah, but that's a story for another time.
But basically, the point is, even though it's war, like World War II, people die constantly. Whenever a
And
main character
war
died,
never changes.
war never changes. Whenever a main character died, you actually felt some sort of impact from it. And like there was a huge sense of satisfaction on the last mission of Call of Duty World at War. Oh, I'm gonna fuck it, spoiler alert. And when you're up on the top of like the Reich building, I don't even know what it's called, like the Capitol,
Yeah, it's just called the Reich Building, whatever, close enough.
and you go up there and you're about to plant the flag and then you get shot. But there's like a huge sense of satisfaction that's then taken away. But then it's given right back by Reznov fucking slashing the guy up with a sickle.
Yeah.
And then
I
carrying you to the
All
fucking
right.
flag.
My second problem with Black Ops 2 is they mentioned Reznov like one time, and I was like, I
Yeah.
don't feel like you understand. The whole reason I'm even pretending to play this game is because there's a hint that Reznov might allegedly be in it at some
Also,
point.
the weird part is that they mentioned Reznov once. By name, once.
Yeah.
Just once. Then never ever again.
Yeah. And
That
I kind of
was.
like that they refer to him as like the crazy guy that, you know, what's his face sees. Because I
Mason.
can't. Yeah, I'm not going to say names because I'm probably going to get them all mixed up. But yeah, and then it's like he came to us in the middle of the desert and saved us, and I'm like, I thought Reznov was a little bit more imaginary than actually helping people stranded in a desert, but whatever you
Yeah.
guys
The
say.
thing is, though, I mean, if you remember in Call of Duty Black Ops, when you're in the rat tunnels, Reznov shoots a guy that's about to kill you. So, I
Alright.
mean, he is still that magical fairy. I want to know how that guy died. I want to know how that Viet Cong guy got killed in the rat tunnels.
You
Mind
probably killed
bullets.
him, but
That's
like you were like,
telekinesis, Duke.
Reznov. He thinks he's Reznov
That's
sometimes, though.
true. He does. Remember in the last mission, he dressed
Yeah.
up like Reznov? I am Victor Reznov! And he shot the guy in the chair.
Yeah. So that probably was it. He probably was like Reznov is such a cool concept. I enjoy it a lot. And I enjoy the fact where it's like, excuse me, I'm imaginary and I want to go do some cool things.
I also like how Reznov has always been a character in the Call of Duty games. Every single Call of Duty game, he's in there, if you look for him. Every single Call of
They
Duty.
found a way to
He's.
get him into the future. They're
Yeah.
like, how do we get him in the future? Imagination.
Basically. Well, no, that was in the past when you
Yeah.
see Reznov. But, in like, you know, when, like, in, like, when you're in, when the Russians are attacking Afghanistan. But, basically. Also, Call of Duty 1, 2, 3, all World War II, easily fit him in as just some random sergeant. Call of Duty 4. Duke, do you know where he is in Call of Duty 4?
No, tell me more.
Alright, basically, they managed to fit him in here, and I have no idea how the fuck they managed this. You know at the end of the game of Call of Duty 4 when you're on that highway and you shoot the guy,
Yeah,
when
yeah.
it's all blown up, and then all the Russian helicopters come and they pick you up and they put you in stretchers?
Yeah.
The guy who puts you on a stretcher is Reznov.
That's because he's in your mind.
But this
I
isn't
don't
even
know,
Black
but
Ops.
I know, but still, Reznov is great. He's like my favorite Call of
Actually,
Duty character. I
Call
also
of
like
Duty.
Ghost. They killed Ghost. Oh, I was upset.
I don't know where he is in Call of Duty MW2.
He's
I
probably
know
there's
he's
probably a
in there
citizen
though.
running around with a sickle in one hand if you pay attention in one
No,
scene.
I think he's like I think he's like a special operations guy in one mission, or he flies a helicopter or something. I think he's like literally gets some character that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And then he's only he's in MW3. I really don't think he's in MW3, unless I missed him.
Yeah. But Reznov's great, and they should have capitalized on that more in Modern War. Also, there's that weird one scene, like I hate it when they paid tribute to Reznov and the numbers by mentioning it like once. They're like, oh
Yeah,
yeah, by the
you
way,
see
there's
them.
numbers now, just hit this button like a lot and you'll be fine. I'm like, that's not how they work.
You know, and I didn't know you could do this, but this is before, you know, like I realized that there was actually choices to do in Call of Duty Black Ops. If you didn't tap the button, you shoot the guy and you don't lose. I thought you would lose the mission if you shoot him.
Yeah.
If you shoot him, you don't lose.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I didn't
that's the
know that.
history of Call of Duty games training you. And now they're trying to change it, so it's gonna be
Yeah.
weird.
They train you so long it gets to be this linear experience of you do this, now do this, good monkey. And now they're making
Yeah.
it, you know, do you want to shoot this guy? It's up to you.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the problem with multiple choice games in a linear plot is now they have to figure out how to be so vague in the next one about what happened during the lot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Remember when that happened? Yeah. And then you leave it at that because you don't know exactly what the player did.
Yeah,
Or
unless
you
it's
have
gonna be
to
one of
round it up.
those.
Yeah, you have to round it up at the end to have at least, you know, everyone who's supposed to die still dies. Or whatever. Like
Yeah.
Doctor Who. History. You
History
know.
is a thing.
Some people have to die. You don't understand. This is a linear event. It can't be changed.
When does he say that? Wait, all right. What event are
Island
you
of
referencing?
Pompeii.
The island of Pompeii,
The
Duke.
volcano? Pompeii? Anyone?
Oh. All right. One,
Pompeii!
Pompeii wasn't an island, so it wouldn't have been called the Island of Pompeii.
Alright, what was it called? Robo, haven't learned
And
me
I think it
now.
was
I'm weird. We've covered this today,
it was
so
either
don't.
the Day of the Volcano or like the Pompeii Day or like
Yeah,
something
I
about
know, but that was
Pompeii.
the name of the place.
The Island of what the fuck is wrong with you?
What was the name of the island?
The what? There was no island.
The island, Robo-Evan, what does it mean?
Odd Duke.
The
I'm
island.
Googling.
Wasn't the island called Pompeii?
There
Or
is
is that
no
what it's called?
island. What are you talking about? The
All right.
fires of Pompeii.
All right, Pompeii is an island.
No,
There's
it's
a
not.
volcano on it.
Pompeii was not an island.
It to was it an island? I
It
feel like it
was
was an
not an
island. Is
island.
it in real life an island? I thought it was an island.
Is not an island, Duke.
50% of everything in Greece is an island. I was playing my odds.
It's not even. It's Roman. It's fucking Roman.
Well, Rome and Greece overlapped when Rome took over Greece, so.
Duke, I like how you're following up your mistakes with facts.
Yeah.
I'm Googling it now, you know, everything. Here we go.
I feel
Yeah,
like
Pompeii
Pompeii.
is not. I'm looking at it right now. Pompeii is a
God.
place still,
Yeah, I mean,
apparently.
it's. Yeah. It wasn't sunk underground, it was covered in lava.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at it right
So,
now. It's
it
just kind
exists.
of. I mean, right now, you know where Pompeii was? There's a highway over it. So, no. It wasn't, No, no.
Cliff Globbit. I thought it was an island because the
It's
people couldn't
not.
escape because everything was on fire.
I feel like you're right, but I feel like
All
geography.
right, Lynn, pbjcast@gmail.com. I feel like it was an island. I was
I
led to
feel
believe it was an
like.
island.
I like how, you know, like, I'm Googling it and it says Pompeii, you know, and then Wikipedia. And the thing is,
Yeah.
though, Pompeii was just a city, so maybe it was just, I don't know. Basically, all. And then, you know, it had some stuff under it.
Yes, a
Erotic
city.
art in Pompeii. Mount
Yes, that's what I want.
Vesuvius.
Mount
Pompeii.
Vesuvius. Yes, that's the name of the mountain of it which erupted and then destroyed the
Yeah,
place.
alright, I'm gonna look. Let's see. It was an island, partially
All right.
buried city near
Also,
Naples.
I keep forgetting to mention this to RoboEvan, so now's a good time as any. We should do the next season on Dota 2. Yes?
No, oh God, no.
Yeah.
I hate Dota 2 with an insane passion.
All right, next season Dota 2. RoboEvan is gonna like sit there and be me for Arma 2.
I'm not even gonna show up. You can get someone else to do it.
All right. Maybe next season Dota 2. Reason I thought this is because we both have a bunch of passes to Dota 2, so we might as well do something with
I
that.
have six of them. You know what's great is that today I had to make I joined the I joined a realism clan for World War One Source and Insurgency, and that's the Half-Life 2 mod, not thing, Arma 2. But and also, you know, what's great is that I had to make a separate account because I didn't want to have to change my name on this one, on RoboEvan, that is. And I, you know how Steam has a thing now where until you own a game, you can't add any friends or anything because of all the
Yeah.
free-to-play games now. I sent myself a copy of Dota 2, considering I have six of them, and now I can have friends and stuff.
All right. We're giving away Dota 2. Do you want Dota 2? I can't even think of a good competition. Just email us and you'll get it.
I
I don't
mean,
know.
yeah, I don't know. I have Dota 2.
Like, we have a bunch
I
of
also still
copies.
have copies of War of the Roses.
Yeah, which we need to come up. We need. We're. Ba All right. Do you want a copy of Dota 2? Do you want to give someone else a copy of Dota 2? It's a great gift for someone you're kind of know, but don't really know
It's a
that
great
well.
gift for someone who doesn't play games, doesn't know what a good game is, and doesn't own any games.
Or likes that genre of game.
It's a shitty genre. If you know someone who likes that genre of game, slap them in the face.
All right. On another note, email us a contest idea, and you'll win a copy of Dota 2. Email us with your email account that is linked to your Steam account, and email us with your Steam account name so we can verify it goes to the right person.
Yes.
So, like, put those at the end. At the first part, put a good contest we should have, and then at the end, from Uber Medic, and then your Steam ID, and then your name on Steam.
Yeah.
That's the format that we're going with right now. Black Ops, the new one. It's also Rock Band at the end.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So, I like how Woods is like,
Problem.
he's in a
Wait, no.
wheelchair, and he's like, "Why are you in the wheelchair all the time?" "Just 'cause I'm goddamn lazy. Now let's go."
Yeah.
That was probably my favorite moment of the entire game because it made fun of people in wheelchairs, and I'm okay with that.
So Duke, on the Xbox or on the console, is it actually do you actually play Rock Band? Like hit
Yes, it's
buttons.
actually Rock Band.
See,
No, it's
because
not. It's not Rock
oh, it's
Band at
not
the end.
oh, okay, never mind.
But like, it is Rock Band at the. I feel.
There is a Rock Band
Yes, at the end, I didn't
that
say it was like the
consists.
game Rock Band. I said it was a Rock Band.
No, you said it was Rock. It's
It
Rock
was.
Band. No, you said
Yes, I
it's
didn't say
Rock Band.
A.
Basically, all right, the point is, at the end of the game, spoiler, oh god, spoiler, even if you're not
This
planning on
was.
playing the game, Google this, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Basically, Menendez, Woods, and two other guys are in a band playing on stage in a club that you shoot up earlier on in the game. And you know what's great is that Mason's there. He's like an old man, he's dancing next to Reznov, and it cuts away and it cuts back. And Reznov is gone. And Woods is just standing there, or Mason's just standing there, like, what the fuck has happened?
Yeah.
Do you see that? That was great. I
Yeah.
like that a lot.
Reznov, I feel like they should do more with him.
I
Like, they
feel like there's
should.
not going to be
Like,
any
Call of
more.
Duty Black Ops, this is the Reznov game. This is a game only about Reznov. Play this game as Reznov. It's
Basically,
pretty great.
it has two missions in it. One where you get sent to Valcuda, one where you're in Valcuda, and then you die.
Yeah. Yeah,
Oh.
Reznov. Ooh, love me
Reznov.
some Reznov.
And, oh, love me some David Tennant.
Yeah, David Tennant plays Reznov in the
Oh.
theater reproduction of Call of Duty.
Oh, God.
The
Wow.
musical, Call of Duty the musical.
Call of Duty the musical.
Oh
Everyone
no, the
dies in the
numbers,
end.
Mason, what do they mean? Do 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 do, Mason, numbers. I'm gonna put some more morphine in your veins.
Is that what?
Well, in Black Ops, when you're hooked up to some weird stuff, to be honest, that's probably heroin. They're probably injecting you with heroin.
In where? What? What are you? What the fuck are you
Black
talking about?
Ops. The
Black Ops 1
numbers
or
and what do
2?
you know when they have you set up? One. First one. You know when they
When?
have you set up and you're being interrogated?
Oh, yeah.
By the FBI? And you're like in this
By
weird thing
Hudson.
and you're like hooked up
Yeah.
to like an IV? That's
Did you know?
honestly probably heroin.
It probably is just saying shit. But also, did you
Given
know?
the time of history in American history and what we thought and what the US government thought heroin could do, they would probably pump it into anyone because at some point, we had no idea what anything did, and we're like, it might be a truth serum. Let's find out by just shoving it into someone's veins.
Also, did you know that on the Xbox, if you hit left and right trigger multiple times, like fast, you would break out of the chair? I assume on the PC it would just be mouse one, mouse two.
Yeah.
But and then you could go play Zork on the
Oh,
computer.
yeah. Yeah, I know about. Yeah, you can do that too.
And you can access the databases, which is
Yeah.
kind of more interesting.
Yeah. And then there's like a weird game there, isn't there? Like a third person top-down shooter or something?
No, that was just zombies. Oh yeah, that's right. You had to go onto a computer and type like something or another, and it would give you, and it would unlock that for you.
Yeah.
I enjoy games that let you do things like that. I was disappointed that you couldn't do that in Black Ops 2. walk
That's because
around
you
that
weren't
little
tied down to
main
a chair,
thing.
robot.
It's
And how
a,
could you
I
break
was,
out of a
I
chair if you
was,
weren't tied down in one?
I was telling you, you couldn't
Or
hit a
could you have been
button.
woods and like you just sort of stood up and you're like, ah, I'm lazy, and then walk around?
No, but you know how like in the beginning you're like the menu pops up from your attack pad and you're in like that weird government facility?
Yeah.
I feel like there should have been a button that lets you close down the menu, take off the shades, and walk around that facility and look at some cool Easter
Why would
eggs.
you take off your shades, Robo Evan?
Because the shades are tied into some weird organ, like not some organ, like some weird computer thing that pops up a HUD on your screen.
Also, I didn't. I feel like I got that game. Like, there's a conspiracy theory about who's the main bad guy again, who got a grenade thrown at him and his sister or whatever died or whatever.
Menendez.
Menendez, yeah, I was making sure I got that right. It's like Menendez has people in the government, but I feel like they never really explain how that works or how he convinced people to
I
work for
feel
him.
like
'Cause
he
more of
is
it's like
anonymous.
Menendez, my sister's dead, and like, oh, I feel bad for him. I better work for him and help him overthrow the American government. That's a good idea.
Did you shoot Menendez in the end, or did you capture him?
I think I captured him.
You get a pretty terrible ending if you shoot him.
He kills
America.
Woods.
Yeah, but America rebels against him. I mean, basically, if you shoot Menendez, it's kind of like a, oh, I can't believe they did that, fucking Americans,
Oh, yeah.
and then burn down the White House.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Considering that already happened in one of the other modern warfares.
No, it didn't. I think you're, th I
When
think.
Russia was attacking us, like you were fighting in the White House at some point in one of the games.
Oh, yeah, MW2.
All right, it wasn't burnt down, but it was like blown up anyways,
But
so.
also, I mean, I think you're thinking of the War of 1812, Duke.
Well, yeah, that too. It was also burnt. There's a many periods in real life and in Call of Duty where the White House was destroyed. I was referring
Yes.
to the other modern warfare when it was like blown up in recent
Yeah,
history.
like World War whatever.
Yeah. It's not even World War, it's only America and Russia. I don't think anyone else got involved. They were
Like,
like,
we're
we're just
staying the
gonna
fuck
leave these
out of
two
this.
guys and their nuclear warheads to play their own game. Let's
Well,
go worry about something else.
then in MW3, the Russians attacked the UK, well, Britain.
Yeah. What's up with the Russians in these games? Like, oh, it's
The thing is,
rather
though, the
evolved.
Russians have had such a bad history of being aggressive weirdos with nuclear bombs that they're just
Nuclear
kind of fed up.
bombs is more recent than. All right, yeah, but keep going.
But you see what I'm saying? All right, in the recent years, they've had such a history of just being these weirdos with nuclear bombs who are willing to kill anyone, and they're just so, like, and their country is so fucked right now, and Putin's, it's everything's weird. They're an easy
Hey, it's
target.
better than it was. I'm not
I
saying it's
don't.
great. I'm saying it was like the Soviet Union came around. Everyone's like, the Soviet Union's terrible. Soviet Union, actually better than the Tsar before it. Russia has a history of not being great compared to everyone else, but being great compared to what they were.
It's fine.
Number of doctors when the Tsar was in power? Seriously, like a handful. Like there were five doctors in all of Russia.
I
Soviet
mean,
Union comes around, there's more doctors. That's a good thing. But
yeah,
yeah,
I mean,
keep
the thing
going.
is, though, we only need one doctor, David Tennant. He can do all we need.
All right, Robo-Evan, when you're like, oh, geez, I have smallpox, David Tennant's gonna be like, oh, excuse me while I save the universe. See what I'm saying?
Yes. Also, it was great. Duke linked me to a picture that said on December 22nd, 2012, I'm gonna run outside my house and show, yes, the doctor saved us, or something along the lines of that. And legitimately, I think I'm going to do that. My problem is,
All
it's
right.
hard to run out
Well,
of
have
my
fun with
house
that.
because I have to go down an elevator and then through a
You're
lobby.
like, I'm so excited. Doctor saved. And you're like walking slowly, like, I'm so excited you're sitting in an elevator. Do,
Just
do, do,
tapping my foot,
do,
yeah.
do, 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 do. Door opens. And you're like, oh, excuse me. The lobby's a no running, no yelling area. I don't know what the rules are. But, like, all right, I'm outside now. Oh, Doctor saved us.
Oh God.
And everyone's gonna be like, you're a weirdo. And someone else is gonna be like, I get the reference, but you're still weird.
We're
That's about
so
what's gonna
weird.
happen.
And then one other person is like ripping open his shirt and he has like a picture of David Tennant's face under it and he pulls out a screwdriver and shoves it
And
up his
then the guy
ass.
who got the reference but thought you're weird is gonna look at that guy too and be like, these guys are weird.
You guys are weird.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. You ripped off a perfectly good shirt, and you were wearing a David Tennant shirt under that. Why weren't you wearing that shirt on top? Jeez, you weirdos.
I didn't say it was a shirt. I said he ripped. Oh, I guess he ripped open his shirt. He
Oh,
ripped
yeah.
open his
Jacket?
jacket. Yeah,
Fleece?
fleece. He
You
ripped
can't rip off
open
a fleece.
fleece.
Can't do that. It's
You
too.
can if you're a strong man.
Yeah, but I'm not, so I could. All right. Want to complain about Call of Duty more?
I mean, I'm not really complaining.
Should
I don't
have more
know.
pistols. Pistols should do more damage.
I should have less
I don't know.
pistols, considering pistols are shit in real life and they're shit in Call of Duty.
Well, yeah, they're pretty bad in
Bullets
the game.
hurt, as we covered, but not as much as a machine gun.
Yeah, true. But I mean, when there's like a bullet inside of you, it doesn't matter how big it is. You're like, oh, jeez, that's where my heart is. I am now dead.
But also, in a video game, you can't express fear. Like, in real
True.
life, yeah, that's a problem. If you have a bullet in you, one, you're gonna, like, be hyper. You know, things are gonna happen. In a video game, I got a bullet in me! Fuck you! Pull two friggin'
I just need to stand
M32
still for 30
semi.
seconds and I'm back to full health.
Oh, yeah. And then, you know, then you pull out an M32 semi-automatic 6-round grenade launcher and start, you know, like, putting
Also,
it.
I'm kind of bothered by games that have deagles in them. Counter-Strike doesn't get on my nerves as much because it has a much more limited fire rate, but Call of Duty could run up to someone and empty a deagle clip in like 3 seconds. And it's one of those things where it's like, this, the bullet from this gun is huge, you have no more hands because of the recoil.
Yeah. You know what I have a problem with in
Dual
like
shotguns, same problem.
you no longer have hands, yeah.
Yeah. It's like, oh, hey, look, both of my arms are now broken because of the amount of force that they put onto them.
Oh. But you know what I have a problem with in Arma is that I'm so used to playing games like TF2 and Call of Duty where most weapons have a downside. I'm sitting here in Arma, I'm like, this gun's really good, what's the downside? I'm like, there's not a downside, it's fucking real life. Why would they make a gun with a downside?
Yeah. The downside of this gun is it's huge and it's heavy. That's about as in-depth as it gets because some
Yeah,
of the really good
or it has
games are huge
massive
and heavy.
recoil.
Yeah. The machine gun, can't fire that from the hip.
Yeah.
Running for like 3 inches makes the gun be like, all right, you're not gonna hit anything unless you go prone.
Or crouch and deploy a bipod.
Yeah. Deploy bipod is the equivalent of going prone in games usually. It's better, but it's like basically the same. Save defeat source, prone,
Oh.
bipod, pretty much the same. You don't get
Yeah.
any less recoil. I don't even know what I'm
Oh,
thinking anymore.
I
I'm
don't
getting
either.
weird. I'm the Duke of New York, Rob
No,
Webb. You want to
on.
play us out? No?
No, I don't
Want to
want to
keep
play
going?
us out. I
All
want to
right.
say pbjcast@gmail.com.
All right.
Send us emails. Next week we're gonna have our Christmas extravaganza.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I'm gonna make Duke do it because it's Christmas. I'm gonna actually give you a present that's out on time. And
I hate presents. I hate gifts.
Bah humbug.
Yeah, a little bit. I
And
like
basically,
Chex Mi I like Chex Mix though.
ooh,
So.
Chex Mix. I'm hungry now.
We make Chex Mix for the holidays. We bake
Oh.
it with pretzels and nuts, but I just eat the Chex Mix part because it's really good.
Hopefully, I'm gonna try and get a bunch of people on. You know, I'm gonna get like Toothpick. People Canadian might come. Might have Big Man Spencer. I don't know. People are gonna be on. Sloppy
Do you
Joe,
want to be on
maybe.
it? Email us.
Yeah, I mean,
God.
basically, I'm gonna get a large group of people, and it's gonna be a
Will you
Christmas
be awake when
extravaganza.
we're awake?
At fucking 4 in the morning, yeah. Uber Medic, maybe. He'll be on around then. Basically, oh god, no. Last time we tried to do a podcast, Uber Medic, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Uber Medic. Please stop being in Australia. That's literally the only problem we have is you're in Australia.
Yeah. But, you know, definitely I'm gonna try and get Toothpick. I'm gonna try and get all those cool cats. And, yeah, we're
Are
gonna have
you
a
in
Christmas
Australia?
extravaganza.
Email us anyways.
We're gonna read emails. We might. It's going to. Oh, I feel like we should know how to live stream things, so we can just live stream it and then just upload that and be like, it's awful, but we understand.
I don't want to live stream.
Don't even just play a game, just us talking.
I know. If we were to
Feel
live
it.
stream, you would be doing it. I would
I
tell
mean,
you how
I
to do
definitely
it,
would, but
but you'd be doing it.
we'd also need to pay for something. I feel like this is just an idea that I pulled out of my ass. But the point is, I want to have a big adventure where we do things.
An adventure?
Honestly, I
Bro, we haven't
feel
played
like.
Adventure with the Adventure Time new game. Hey, Ice King, why'd you take all garbage?
Should we just play
Trademark.
D&D?
Someone.
Should we just play a Should we just play a big Christmas D&D? A Doctor Who Snowman Christmas D&D.
Doctor Who Snowman. You know, the last. Alright. You know, Doctor Who, David Tennant. Vashna Narada, played on our Fear
Conk,
of
yeah.
Shadows. New Doctor Who, Snowman, plays on our inherent fear of snowmen.
Oh God. God help us.
Yeah. Oh no, we're being attached by snowmen. This builds into my inherent, weeping angels, inherent fear of they're scary as hell.
But also, I mean, it's also the fear of, I mean, it's not even a fear, but it's just the idea of whenever you're not looking, they're going to get you. It's,
Yeah.
it's the fear of not knowing what's there and knowing that
Yeah.
if you look away, you're done.
Yeah. New
And
Doctor Who. Fear of the Statue of Liberty. Why? It's gonna move around. It literally doesn't do anything
I
besides move
feel
around.
like they stole the CGI from Ghostbusters 2.
No, they didn't, because it never moved. It was just suddenly there.
That's true. That's
It didn't, they
true.
didn't have any movement animations. It was just, it's the Statue of Liberty. It's not gonna get you, though, because, like, it never
It's the
shows any
Statue of
intent
Liberty.
of, like, moving. It's still holding the torch up. It's not like, I'm gonna grab you. It's like, I still have to hold these things in this place when I don't have a scary face. Like,
Have a scary face.
yeah, that's basically what that did. Old Doctor Who. Daleks.
Daleks. Daleks, Duke.
Daleks. I'm bad about that.
Dalek.
Daleks. Scary. They run around, they can kill things. New Doctor Who. They captured the Doctor, like, literally within 3 seconds of an episode.
Yeah, and then he started laughing with them. Jesus, what is Doctor Who? All right, we need to stop before I start shouting, and then I kick my computer and break it.
Old Doctor Who, I don't want to go. New Doctor Who, please leave.
Please leave. It's not that I want Matt Smith to leave. I want Stephen Moffat to leave.
Well, to not be in the capacity that he is in now. He's not a bad writer, but he's not good at it
No, he's a
overall.
bad writer.
What,
I don't
didn't
know
he do
what the
some good
pro.
episodes?
He did. No, the thing is, though, that's the thing. He did two good episodes. He did Blink and something else. So, I mean, he has. Also, you know what the weird part is that he made Blink in the second Weeping Angel episode. He ruined what everyone hated, what everyone liked about the Weeping Angels. They couldn't see them. He let you see them move in the second Weeping Angel episode.
Wait, which one is this?
The Time of the Angels or whatever, when they're in. With Riversong. When Riversong first comes back.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We see them move? What do you mean?
Basically, there's a part where you can see them actually move. Like, you can see, like,
Oh,
their
yeah, I know what you're
heads move
talking
and
about.
stuff.
When she's closing her eyes, because.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Hey, look at them. They're moving and they're concrete. Well, I mean, they're not concrete. We've covered this. That's only a disguise. That's
Yeah.
not what they look like. If they were to move, they would be like, we're not concrete anymore. Also, it has to deal with they're not concrete when they're not being observed. God. And they clearly weren't being observed. They could have been whatever the fuck they wanted. However, to be fair, as they did point out, they were more interested in not being erased from time and space than they were from letting someone see them. So.
Yeah.
Weeping
And
angels, they have their
I've.
priorities. And they got energy from radiation? I thought they got energy from potential and God, okay.
Yeah. Like I said, dude, Stephen Moffat is a piece of shit writer. Maybe he's just going through a bad time. Maybe he is, because I think you're right, only because he did Blink, which was a great episode. He writes fucking Sherlock, for Christ's sakes, which is my favorite show other than Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Also, I've seen The Hobbit. The guy who plays Watson played Bilbo. The Hobbit was shit. Don't even see it. If you're planning on
Yeah.
seeing, sell your ticket.
Read the
It was
book,
terrible. Read the
I
book.
guess.
Read the book. Book is much better. But yeah. Basically, Sherlock is a great show. I enjoy Sherlock. It's got great. Like, I mean, the first episode of Sherlock, I can't even explain it to you because it's so great. It's so just ridiculous and just
Is that the one with the
amazing.
pill?
Yeah.
Or is that another one?
No, it's the first
Yeah.
one. Do you watch Sherlock? I don't know what you watch.
Yeah, I did. First one, the one with the pill.
Yeah, the study in pink or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're
Yeah.
talking about.
So, I
His
mean.
gun. Oh, that was good. Oh, that was good.
But
All these
what
people
was good?
died, literally for no reason. Sherlock was like, yeah, no, all these people died for no reason. I was like, oh, that was great.
So, wait, what were you talking about? His gun? What?
Yeah, with the pills, you know? I'm trying not to spoil it. Can I just do spoiler alert and then explain
Spoiler
everything?
alert! Seriously, don't listen to this if you're gonna watch Sherlock,
Yeah,
because
this
it's
is the end
pretty
anyways. You
intense.
should have left.
Okay, you should have left so long ago.
God. Jeez.
But yeah,
Anyways,
okay.
but yeah, you know how he holds a gun to someone and they have a choice to pick a pill? One of them will kill them, the other one won't.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But the gun isn't real.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it's a lighter.
Yeah.
Oh,
And so
yeah.
all those people, like, the Sherlock's like, I solved this mystery all the way, by the way, all these people died for no reason. Because they could have just been like, no, thanks, and left because the gun was alight.
Oh God, I love Sherlock.
God, I love what's going on in your background. That sounds great. Anyways, I'm
Yeah.
the Duke of New York, at
Oh
Duke of
God.
PBJ.
At Rev 11 1 2 3 4.
Bye.
Bye.